Okay, so wait, let's just start from the basics. Yeah. I have so many questions. Yes, I'm so interested in both of you. So, okay, so Cottie knows you through hair. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Through hair.
So and give me a little bit of backstory of about you and then how you guys know each other and all
and
of that.
About you.
Yeah, we'll go
okay,
into
go.
It.
Yeah.
One day, I think, because you were getting your color done with Cody, yeah. and then you just
What salon
up,
are you at?
Royal Salon in Beverly
okay.
Hills.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just popped onto my schedule, and we hit it off. I remember, like, the first appointment, we were just talking and, like, hit it off, and then you kept coming back to me, and I got stoked, because it's really nice. Sometimes it's, like, a one-off, you don't buy, but I love when people come back. And then, and then Michelle and I, same thing, actually how we met.
My friend booked me a haircut as a birthday present with you.
Yeah.
And then we were like,
fully hit it off. But how many years ago?
I want to say five.
About, yeah. It was like five.
You know, but time is so weird.
I know.
Could be longer, but.
Yeah.
It's funny when she does your hair, too, because you just click. Like, yeah. I was like, I need your phone number. We're going to start texting.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love it. I actually, like, want to be best friends with all of my clients.
I know. Well, thanks. That makes us feel great.
Okay, well, no, not like that.
I know. We're real special over here.
Okay, geez.
One of 100.
No,
I don't take it back.
I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
I really feel like you attract your tribe as, like, a hairstylist. Like, whatever energy you're putting out, you get back through your clientele.
Yeah.
And, I must be pretty cool. No, I'm just kidding.
You
but
are.
It's just, I don't know. It's just,
you're
what?
Good people.
You know?
I
you
know, that's rare nowadays.
Good people
suck.
It's just, it's tough.
You know.
It's
so wait, so you guys
Am I allowed
randomly?
To say bad words?
Yeah, that is a good question.
I have a potty mouth. My kids are like, Mom,
Do you
stop.
Know that's a sign of high intelligence if you
really?
Cuss a lot? I don't know if someone just like made that up to make a
Well,
feel
I tell
better,
my kids that they need to think of other words because it makes
Mine
look
keeps saying
not
it.
Intelligent.
Lola keeps saying it. I know.
Wait,
my
what
son
does she keep
really
saying?
She keeps saying fuck. She called Ted a little fucker the other day. I was like, what'd you say? He's like, I told him he was being a little fucker. And I was like, Lola, you can't say that. He's like, well, he is. And I was like, well, fair, but.
How do you not laugh?
Mike and I couldn't stop laughing. And Ted's like, this would never fly with me. I never say
the
F word.
Let me tell you, it never flies with
it
the oldest.
Flies,
I'm
no.
the oldest, and
it's
I would get
It's cute
in
coming out of a three-year-old's mouth.
Yeah, Dom is my youngest. He'll be like, Luke is acting like a little bitch right now. And I was like, I'm like, you can't say that. He's like, big one. I was like, okay, and it's funny, but the older they get, the less cute
yeah,
it is.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but when they're young, it's kind of cute.
How old are your kids?
7 and my son's turning 10.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. 2 boys?
The hell?
Or no?
My daughter's 7.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's your favorite curse word?
I was talking to John, my husband, about this last night. I was like, I think I say God damn it a lot.
Mm.
I think that's or motherfucker. That's like
I say
my
motherfucker
like, and my kids are like, Mom.
Oh my gosh!
But
how funny.
So Mason says "damn it" a lot, but always in the best situation. Like
you're
like
you're using it appropriately.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like meh.
So you can't be mad.
I know when they use it perfectly. Like Lola, the iPad fell between the bed and a cushion, and you know something like that. It's like when your phone falls between something. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You hear the iPad,
and they whisper.
And she goes, she had a pacifier in her mouth. She pulls it out. She goes, oh fuck. And I was like,
See, this is why I'm scared. I hope. Kids are in my future, but like if that happens and my kid's just cussing, I don't know if I'm gonna be like, stop that. I'm just gonna laugh and say, yeah, you're right.
I just go, you can't say that in front of dad.
Okay.
Or
well,
like, don't
fair.
Say it at school.
That's
we're,
fair.
We're just gonna make it look like I'm doing a good job
I
parenting.
I genuinely
Please.
Think it's so cute when like a little
I'm
baby
just shocked.
Just starts to cuss.
Are you married?
No.
No?
She
mm-hmm.
refuses to get set up with like
why
substantial people.
She's on the track.
I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I am dating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How serious?
I'd say it's pretty serious.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
okay,
it's okay.
You're back.
It's
you're
okay.
back.
We're back.
Okay.
We're back. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the youngin.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. That was a fun little lesson that the universe put in my path. But you know, it's good to look at it that way, hindsight. But yeah, this guy and I we're good. Like it's been like, what, since high school? We were high school sweethearts and. Over the last 4 years, we've kind of been like this in and out of each other's lives. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. It feels like
right.
it's it this time. Yeah.
That's good.
Sure. Yeah.
Where did you grow up? Here?
I grew up in Pasadena.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have more kids, you think?
I mean, that's the only way I'll stay with him. And he knows that. He
more
already,
kids? Oh, he has
no,
kids.
He has kids.
I was like, she just said she doesn't have kids.
No. You're like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
I'm
he has
to stay afloat.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
He has kids.
Mm-hmm. He has twin boys that are 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna be five. That. Oh my God, they're like identical twin boys too. Oh my
was
God.
He married? Cutest.
He was.
Okay.
He was married.
Got it.
Yep.
Whoa.
I know. It's crazy.
I forgot all about that.
I know. Such a
All right,
a
you're
history.
Back in that game.
I'm back in that game.
Fair enough.
And he's It's
How
good.
Old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay.
Yeah.
How sweet.
She's
a baby.
Almost 33 I don't, in her spiritual awakening.
I know. There's a lot happening with this age for sure. I feel like I always go back to like 30. 30 always feels like the age where I really felt great. And 32 is feeling, it's feeling so different. Like I'm just reevaluating a lot. I don't know. How did you guys feel at 32?
I had don't kids. Remember.
Oh, Jesus. I did also.
I didn't.
I remember on my 30th birthday, I went bowling and I had an infant and I was like, fuck my life. I thought I'd be in like Mexico or like, you know,
that's
somewhere.
Didn't it feel like you were, were you the first of your friends to like have, yeah, it felt like I was a child with a kid. And
yeah.
And it's 30 isn't that young, but to start having kids, but
she was
it kind of is for our generation.
Yeah. I was thinking about it the other day when I remember.
I was terrified.
The
this
moment.
Day and age, people are like, holy shit, you have a kid?
Yeah.
You're like, ten-year-old
yeah.
ride.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She, I ride. Remember 100%. Distinctly where I was, what time of day it was, what day it was when she called me to tell me she was pregnant.
Aww,
and I remember being like, I was
thing.
In bed with the stomach flu. She called me crying and I was like,
was
this
it
is
the
it.
Stomach?
This
oh,
is
you
it.
Had the stomach flu.
I was like,
I waited like 24 hours before I told my husband because it was like he still to this day like is so up in arms that I didn't tell him immediately. It just took, you know, as
you had
a woman,
it
was a lot. It's a like, yeah. I was excited, but it was also terrifying. I needed like a second to like.
It was cool for me.
Our identity is
yeah.
like
yeah. It shifts.
1,000% shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's so
everything
yeah.
shifts.
Yeah.
Shifts
I don't
for
think
your
anyone
best
really
friend.
Talks
I was like,
that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. yeah. It wasn't anything. I was, of course, going to have the baby. I just had to really,
yeah,
like.
You had
was
to
yours a surprise? Not. That's kind of a personal question.
No,
but.
I mean, no. We were married and I mean, we had been married for, like, a few months. And so I was
isn't
like, whoa.
Isn't it always a surprise?
My first one was. I mean, we knew we were going to have kids.
yeah.
But it was like.
But you think it'll take longer.
Was.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah. yeah.
That works.
You're like, well, P was meant to be.
No going back now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. like, get your shit together. You're having a kid.
Yeah. Suddenly, yeah. suddenly you're like, oh, okay.
Even
yeah.
if you're trying, you're like, fuck.
But, you know, I wonder.
I thought I had 6 more months of drinking.
Oh, even man. I attribute it to my age at the time, but I also think that if I was 5 years older, I probably would have felt the same way. I think it's just.
You're never ready.
No, you're
I
never.
I don't think
you're no,
ever
you're
ready.
Never
yeah.
ready.
And that's why I would say, like,
yeah.
don't stress about it because, like, just do it.
Yeah,
just, like,
exactly.
Jump off the cliff.
Because
yeah.
you'll never regret
you'll
it.
You'll never regret it.
Yeah.
And you'll never
yeah.
be ready. You'll be like, wait till I make this money and wait till I make this money.
Oh,
well,
fuck
it's
that.
Weird how I keep
yeah.
going back and forth with, like, whenever I see a baby, instantly my uterus is like, we need one right now. And then I'm out with friends and I don't have the responsibility aside from my dog Penelope. And I'm like, wait, I really like my life right
yeah.
now. I don't know if I could handle that. So it's like this weird like back and forth. But I know I want it. I'm just
that's normal.
Not planning on
I
it.
I kind of have someone great who I could set you up with, but I'll get into that later when we're not
don't
recording.
Don't we all?
No,
oh my God.
I don't always, but I do right now.
Oh my God.
Do I know?
Wait. My
I
want to
know and then I can tap in and see if it would be a fit for
wait,
you.
I'll
what?
Tell you after because he's like
he's married. Just kidding.
No.
of course.
He's a musician. He's
now.
Like known. Like he's known. But I kind of feel like.
Oh, well, let's save it for after.
I'll tell you after because but I'm like
she's
if
a
I was single,
catch, right?
She's so
good.
Yeah.
She's
so you're
good.
So, like, you guys, I need you. Like I
you're
need
so
you
yummy.
All
you
call
want us
me
to support.
Day.
You want us to support the relationship you're in.
No, no, no. I was gonna
oh, okay.
say I need you to call me every
oh,
day and give me
that.
This hype.
Okay.
But that too, I just
till there's
said
a ring
no.
on her finger.
Okay,
all bets are off.
All bets are off. I mean, I might grass be lobbying
on the field, play
to,
ball.
To make a move on her.
yeah,
you guys, I'm into this. I love it.
Okay,
thanks
yeah.
for making me feel loved.
Okay, but, so you okay? So, can you? What do you do?
So I'm a psychic medium.
Okay.
I used to work in film.
Amazing.
When I had kids, I thought I was going to continue to work in film, but I had this like hyperemesis thing where I threw up for, it was a whole long story. So I ended up being like forcibly a stay-at-home mom and like all of my intuitive gifts kind of were like slammed down my throat because I had time to just not ignore
mm-hmm.
them anymore, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, here we are. It was a very long story. Like lots of ghost stories, lots of like scary things that happened my whole life.
Since you were little?
Since I was little.
Okay.
And Mason, when he was a baby, he was having like spirits like touch him in his crib and I got it on camera. And
mm-mm.
it was like this thing where it was like, I need to get a hold of it, if you will. So I eventually got like mentors and I learned how to use my gifts. And now that's what I do. I feel like I'm more of like a therapist, though, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think they're related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love it because when I moved out here, that's what I thought. I was going to be a child psychologist. I was like, I'm going to be a psychologist. I'm going to help people because I have this thing. And yeah, so I can do mediumship readings where I connect to people who have passed away and or psychic readings. I like call it intuitive consulting because I'm like, let me help you map out your life and like figure shit out.
I love it.
That's amazing. Let's make life easier.
And that's so, it's a lot to carry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's intense.
So, do your kids feel anything now?
They both have it.
They both?
Yeah.
Your husband's all alone.
He's along for the ride, baby. God, it's
she walks in and you're like, we're all having dinner with people.
That's the way it used to be.
Is there table full? Someone in your family before you?
Yeah. My mom's mom.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's the Native American side. I think it's because I'm Native American that it was just like, this is happening to you. But also, like, you know, I agreed to this.
Do you ever meet people that you feel nothing?
That's a great question.
The only people...
You know what I mean?
It's not necessarily feels you're nothing. Dead. I feel a block.
A block.
You're right?
I'm itchy. No, so
like
nervous.
She's like, what are you... What's happening?
Because I'm so fascinated by this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is such a gift. I mean, I can say that being on the outside because I don't live with it every day, but it's such a gift that I go, that is wild that you get to experience that part of life in your current life. Wild. Like it's like you have two universes in your one universe. That's
crazy to me. I have like multiple
universes
because I'm thinking of like past lives and ancestors and like it's like I wish I could just like turn it off a lot more than I do. There's not enough.
Are you able to ever just turn it off?
Now I have control of like dead people talking to me when I don't want them to. Like I've figured that out. Because that was too much. And then, like, going out to bars and stuff, I always would get, like, oh, my God, your grandma's here. And then, like, I'd tell the person at the bar, and then she'd start crying. And then it's, like, uncomfortable. And
why is it always the grandma?
What is the grandma doing?
They love it.
She wants to party.
The grandmas, you know, it's just because we're badass women. Yeah. We're, like, the matriarchs. We're the ones that are, like, yeah, let me guide you. Because we know everything.
My niece, so I have two siblings. My brother has two girls. Mm-hmm. My niece, Isla, has always felt this.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 18 now.
Is she doing
and she was it? She was started at a really young age where she would mess with my brother, unintentionally, but be like, you know, Linda. Like, she was always talking to Linda. Where it was like, what the fuck?
The imaginary friend
and
that's
then,
not really
like,
imaginary.
She said something to Bert, I remember, at a very young age, being like, maybe Linda's watching you, Daddy. And he's like, don't ever say that to me again.
Oh, my God.
And then when they moved in.
I wish I was like that and fucked with people when I was little.
I mean, she didn't understand, you know. And I don't think it's to the extent you have. It's probably closer to you having tendencies.
Yeah. I'm not that. But the things that have happened, it's like you're sensitive to it. You're intuitive. Like, it's opened up a little bit more than. I don't want to say the average person because that doesn't seem right, but just it's. Yeah.
She walked in. She was at Red Rocks and walked into like a crystal room.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
And she walked in and the woman was like, oh. And she was like, yeah.
Whoa.
And it's like they fucking knew.
Oh, yeah. What are you saying?
Like
she's
recognized.
Like,
recognized that.
Intuition. Recognizes.
Because they both are.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're like.
And when they moved into the house we live in now.
Yeah.
She kept complaining about the room having spirits in it and there's something in the closet. And then they brought someone in and
oh my God, something in the closet. That brings back nightmares.
And my son's closet. He won't sleep in there.
Wait, in the house you have now?
They confirmed it. Yeah, it's the old owner.
Oh, not the new one.
I can help you.
No, the old one.
Okay,
I'm fine.
Not the house that I've been in.
I don't see him. How? Oh, it's his house.
Not the house that I've been in, right?
No, it doesn't work like that.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
I have, like, total...
Okay,
I disagree with that.
Okay.
I disagree. Because I did that in a very fucked up haunted house that was, like...
The one in Laurel?
Dude.
Okay.
I had to move out. It was, like, a malevolent spirit. I used to be like, well, whatever. It's the people who lived here, and it's fine. It's their place. But then I learned from the people I hired to try to clear it. They were like, no, you do not allow.
I don't want to tug the tiger's tail either.
I get that.
Being like, that. I'm not leaving. Yeah. We were fine. We were living.
You're like,
simultaneously.
I get that. She's like, we're coexisting. Yeah. It's cool. He pays his rent. We pay ours. It's fine.
What rent is he paying?
Spiritually.
None. Yeah, right.
Spiritual rent.
He's not messing with them.
We all sleep
That's
in
the
same
rent.
Room, so we're good.
Yeah. You're like, it's fine this way.
We're like, good night, George.
We had a spirit sleep in our closet, tight. Too. And my daughter was drawing pictures of him at school. I keep almost like punching the mic. Sorry.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
She was coming home with like, and John and I would be like, who's that? She's like, it's the man in my closet.
Mm-mm.
Are you able to tap into the ones they see or no?
Yeah.
Oh, so do they ever get scared?
They have me. So the same thing happened to me. Mia's turned hers off after the haunted house because it was just so traumatizing. Like stuff was being thrown at them. I mean, it sounds all fake, but it happened. And then Mason turned his off around the same age. Hers hasn't turned back on. She'll feel stuff. She'll be like, oh, someone's here.
Oh, you've got to be, like, open to accepting and receptive to it. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yes.
But there is a period of time that I think kids turn it off.
Okay.
And they're just, like, fear-based. And then I think spirit guides come in and they're like, okay, you don't want it right now. We're going to, like, protect you. My son, actually, his is an interesting story. He has ADHD and audio processing disorder. And we've been, like, trying to figure out how to help him. And not to get into a long story, but I didn't medicate him for a long time because I was trying to fix it through diet and like anything you could possibly do besides medicating. No offense to medication, because then we finally did it. The week we finally gave it to him, he was hearing spirits nonstop. It was like we calmed his brain down and he was like, Mom, these men are talking to me and this family, and he's saying he regrets things that happened in his life. And I was like, whoa. Like my kid is, I think he was 7 at the time. I was like, you're not going to talk to my son about that stuff. So I had to, like, intervene. And then he kind of felt a little empowered by it. He was like, oh, but I'm cool. Like, I can talk to dead people like you. And, like, he's telling everyone at fucking school. His teachers are like, oh, I hear you talk to dead people. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, we cannot be doing this at school. Long story short, I let him partake in the removal of that family that was talking to him. And then I said, we need to tell your guides to shut it down because it's like, we don't have time for this and you're too young. So
does your husband ever get freaked out?
I don't, you know, he clearly we're meant to be because he's so supportive.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. I mean, I bought houses because I told him I got to download. Like, he's out of town and I'm like, babe, we have to buy that land. And it's like a dilapidated house. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I heard it. And he's like, all right.
It's the Pisces.
He just rolls.
He's open to it.
He's what?
Got Pisces.
Do you guys like? Is he in real estate?
No, he's in film.
Oh, amazing!
But I just like he's always, you know, he's gone a lot because of it, and I get downloads and I make decisions, and he's like,
what does that mean? Downloads?
I just literally
get information.
It's like
so,
boom,
drops into your head.
My head.
You lucky son of a bitch.
So you do that for just like investment, and then like
anything
flip
that they
it
tell
or something?
Me.
Yeah.
So we did it originally to live in it. I took it down, then I designed the house, lived in it for 6 months. And then I got the download to leave again. We only lived in it 6 months.
I love it.
Right? And then we came back to LA. But the crazy thing was, is the whole time I was getting messages, like, I'd be, like, stressing out over the stupid grout. I'd be like, they don't do grout well. And then I'd hear in my head, like, don't, you know, calm down. It's not even going to be your house. And I was like, fuck, are we going to lose the house? So I call the bank and I'm like, is the loan fine? Oh, like, are we good? Because I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, 20 years later, you just looked at your husband and be like, I've totally been fucking with you.
Actually, that would be the best prank ever. That'd be actually hilarious.
I mean, okay,
He's just so bad.
So you guys met and you realized that you also have some of these abilities as well?
So, actually, okay, so when we met, it's always been there.
You were
for
always
me.
Intuitive.
Always intuitive. There's definitely been times when I was younger. Things happened. My sister's also super intuitive as well. So her and I both have experienced things. One time it was still to this day, don't really know, but we went to the cemetery with my mom to go drop flowers off for my Nona. And it was so wild. Her and I got out of the car first, and it's, you know, cemeteries are really open. Mm-hmm. There's grass everywhere. We're little. We're like kind of running around. And our grandma's cremated, or no, she's not cremated. She's like in one of those
filing cabinets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that.
The mausoleum.
The mausoleum.
There you go.
Yeah. So my mom's walking over there, and her and I are like running around, and we turned a corner, and we saw this like woman walking, and she was older. She looked like a grandma. And we both looked and we're like, you see that, right? And we both followed her and we turned the corner. She turned and there was nobody there. And it was just.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was wild. So there's stuff like that that have happened. But when her and I met, I don't think I was as into it yet because it was before my breakup. And then after my breakup with the 7 year, that's when I
just remembered. Mm-hmm. It was your ex had somebody hovering around him. Remember you asked me something?
Yes. It was a
someone didn't cross over, and then I think that's how it started.
I think that is how it started because I was like, yeah.
Two of us are like.
So like if someone passes away yeah. and they end up sticking around a family member instead of crossing over, it can cause people who are still alive to feel like depression and sadness or anger or like it can just create a negative situation. And you were talking about it and I was like, oh no, his friend didn't cross.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what started it. I just like, remembered.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to look at people and go, oh, she's going to die early?
That's what she was thinking about you.
I'm like, I don't
want to. You're going dark.
Yeah.
No, that's her. Like, that's her.
I'm going to go dark.
Yeah. Can you?
Well, my gift started as predicting people dying, and it was awful.
Jesus, Christopher.
It was awful. It was the worst.
Please tell me you blocked that.
Yes, I had to tell my guides. I also got like the worst readings in the beginning, but we need to go back to you. But
okay. No, it's fine. That's a dark hole.
I'm not ever going to tell anybody when they're going to die. I don't give a shit if you're paying me. I'm not telling you.
Yeah, that's
true. You know it. You're sitting there and you know it.
There's what I've learned throughout time is like, even if I hear things, I don't need to tell you everything. It's not in your highest good. If it's not in your highest good.
Do you know when you will?
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Well, lucky I know you that you got to block your death date, but not ours.
Because I'm just like, we're not going there. If I have to die, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Fair enough. Okay.
Sounds dark, but if I die, it's fine. I mean, I'm still, really sad for my kids.
I know.
Kids,
we actually just had this conversation the other day. You're like, I'm ready to just be like, you know.
Yeah.
Just stardust. Floating around in stardust. And I was like,
Oh, that feels nice. Stardust.
Yeah. I just want to like be somebody's guy. I want to drop down and scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, you're like, I'm fine with dying.
You're like, now well, I'm on your side, here. Bitches.
She said it. She's like, I'm fine with dying. And I was like, I'm still kind of like tugging on to life a little bit. Like, I don't know if I'm ready. I'm like, don't let go of the rope. Like, don't like, cut my rope.
When you feel that way, you're probably, since you're interested in spirituality, I think you're like a 6 or 7 soul. There's like soul ages. So I'm like,
oh.
She's I think you're a 7. We'll have to figure that out.
Out of what?
I'm a 7 or an 8. I can't remember, but I know.
What
I'm
does
like
that
a 7.
Mean?
Yeah, what's that mean?
There's levels. I still don't really know, but yeah, your life path number, your
There's a psychic name.
The lower, like the younger the soul.
Yes. But you can like come back as a 1 or a 5 or whatever, like 100 times.
Oh.
It's until you like learn your lesson and then you like move on.
Yeah.
What am I?
You have to add up your birthday.
No, this isn't that.
Oh, this isn't that. Mm-mm.
Well, let's do that next.
What is that?
Okay, let's do that too.
Oh, thanks.
I'm like, let me get my notepad and my.
So what's cool about her and I is like, so for some reason, I feel like I'm sort of some sort of antenna for people that are intuitive because when I'm with another intuitive, it amplifies their gifts.
1,000%.
So when we're together, like her gifts come on and then mine are like, and then she knows a bunch of astrology stuff. I know nothing.
Well, I want to say I don't say or claim to be an astrologist because I don't want people to come for me because I haven't studied it. I'm not certified. But I dabbled in it. You know,
you're intuitive with it, though. Give yourself more credit.
You know,
what is your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay.
My big three is really interesting. We were just talking about this. I'm a Scorpio sun, Libra moon, Aquarius rising. So I feel like it's a very interesting mix.
Very interesting.
Water, double air. I know, right?
I'm double air water, but I'm Libra, Pisces.
I don't
either.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just, just tell feel me. Like we vibe.
Yeah.
Like I know me.
I know. I'm an Aquarius. That's it.
I felt it as soon as you sat down. Oh, so that's really cool.
Same.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Like chill, Aries, but can Taurus. Be intense.
Well, I feel yeah, like kind of like but you don't seem like what? A typical Scorpio to me, so that might be
everyone
because of that.
Right?
I love that you said that. Yeah. And thank you, because I feel like Scorpios get such a bad rep, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
because we're just
this
passionate.
Is where it's like I kind of get it.
My mom's a Scorpio, but also I've known. I think there's just a mysterious element to Scorpios that then get misunderstood.
Yeah, there is for
my
sure.
My brother's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Ooh, a Scorpio
this is also a big thing too.
He's a lot.
Like
he's amazing.
In the signs, men and women are very different. Like a Scorpio man can be very different from the tendencies a Scorpio woman has. Like the big things are like passion and loyalty and all that, but like how you express it is so different between the men and women or
Yeah. I think all the signs. The men and the masculine. Yeah, totally different.
But I've gotten that. People are like, you don't seem like a Scorpio. And I'm like, well, I think that's probably because you're picking up on the Libra.
You seem more accessible than most Scorpios.
I think that's also part of the intuitive thing. I'm just like open. Like
you seem open, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just
like I have a fuzz crossing my face. Sorry.
It's allergies.
I don't see anything. Okay. No, I feel like it's something else.
Face itches constantly.
It's her grandma.
Is it her grandma? She's like all of it.
Probably.
I feel like someone was messing with you and kind of just.
Is it her grandma? No, it's hers. What is your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius, Aries, Taurus.
Oh.
There's a lot going on over here.
Okay.
Yeah, I love
fascinating.
It.
Fascinating.
What were we talking about?
And my daughter's a Scorpio.
Your daughter's a Scorpio too?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's like my grandma though. Like she's literally here to like, she like mothers me. And yeah. She's seven.
She's so
cute. When she's on, I mean, that when bitch she's on run. I'm like, when she starts her period, I've already talked to her about it. I was like, we need to like find some sort of zen den for you.
Zen den. I love that.
I mean.
That's good. Zen den.
She's
like
terrifying.
That
I've never seen you
terrifying. So wait, we want to talk about the
crossover.
The soul, but yes, and the soul age or the soul number and then whatever you were talking about with adding up your birthday. I need to know all of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
the life path is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the life path and how we even got started with this whole thing, this whole idea of you and I hanging out and doing what we want to do and just talking about this stuff. That was part of like when you moved back.
When I moved back, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a few years and we've been like this. Like, I don't know, we haven't always been super as close as we are now.
Timing's
everything.
Did you
go to Nashville and come back?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you guys actually work professionally together?
Well,
we trade.
That's the that's
what? Like I read her, she does my hair.
Oh, trade.
Yeah, but doing this together.
Oh,
yeah.
We're trying to.
Yeah, the idea right now is are we allowed to talk? Should we talk about it? Like, what our idea is to do this podcast?
We're allowed to do whatever we want.
Yeah,
we
can do talk
whatever,
about it.
Talk about it. Go for
we're
it.
We're trying to make a. We've been building a podcast per se to kind of, and it's called Everything's Fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it and everything's fine.
I said that in the elevator.
Did say that in the elevator.
I was like,
that's amazing.
It's in the same vein. Yes.
It's a companion podcast.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Crossovers.
Because we're basically always like, that. Everything's fine. And either it is fine or like you're pretending
fake
it's
it,
fine.
Yeah.
And
make it.
And like,
yeah.
We talk about like
everything.
I feel like we just can help so many people. It's like,
yeah.
We're talking about kids and life and dead people, relationships, ketamine therapy. Like, it's
so interesting.
All the things.
So interesting.
And what I want to circle back to the ketamine therapy, but I want to know your take. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
a
take.
So that's interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
I would listen to that.
I would totally listen to it.
I love it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you have to.
I just
have
got
to
so
have
excited.
Us both
on grandma's
separately.
On the table. Don't worry.
I know. I'm like,
she is a firecracker.
She's a firecracker. But yeah. There was a day where we hung out from what? I think it was 1 to
8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Which is a long time, especially for me.
Me too. Me too. My social battery just like.
I'm like, I can't hang out with someone
that long
for me.
Yeah. And it was just talking about like, it just went from here to here to here to here. And it was all things spiritual. I think someone even came up to us that day and like
a lot
talked about spiritual stuff. And we just looked at each other like, we should just. I don't know.
Do this.
Help people.
Yeah, but she's also mentoring me to open me up to my gifts. And I think there's a lot of people, prior to her coming into my life, there was times where I really wanted to, like, just reach out to somebody and be like, what does this mean? Am I in my head? Is my intuition right? But I never felt like I had that.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's in my life and she's helping me and mentoring me, it's so rad. And I really
want. And validating, you know?
Yes, thank you. That's a great word to use. It's super validating. And I feel like for people that don't have that, they could tune in and hopefully they can find it physically, but just to help them get started. Because I know when I started on my spiritual journey, it was really trying to figure it out alone. It was just a lot. And if there's like and I know there's plenty of beautiful spiritual podcasts, but this one, for some reason, this idea feels unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could really help a lot of people. And I would just, I don't know.
The whole duality of it.
Every guest would be fascinating.
Yeah,
so many people think you have to be.
It would just be so fun to help people open up to it.
Exactly. And give make it all feel more attainable, I think is the goal. Like you can be spiritual, but not like you know, not like fashion or money. Like, I love money and I love clothes and I love fashion, but I also like to meditate and I don't want to go live in the woods. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not one or the other.
It's not one or the other. It's both. And a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it can coexist, you know.
Don't see that.
Duality.
Like, meditation
if
so
you're
hard.
Spiritual, then you shouldn't care about anything material.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm going to get my fucking Botox, and I'm going to go buy a Bottega, and I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, and I still
and
love...
And then you're like, stop following me!
Yeah. Okay, so wait, I need to close the loop on this. Yes. What is the spiritual number? How do you gauge that?
Okay, the one she's talking about is life path, with, mm-hmm. which is like your... Which is, I'm like, let's introduce ourselves. It's the, which, okay, you explain it, but it is handy in your life. And we're both ridiculous. Like, we'll pick lockers at Equinox based on our life path numbers. Cause it's just
if that's
like,
not, if that doesn't end up as a meme or like something on Overheard
we pick
LA, that is like,
you're so spiritual.
we never say that out loud.
No, but it's funny, but I love it.
What's your numbers?
Mine is four, so much so that it's literally tattooed on me.
And every time we're together, we see fours everywhere.
We pulled into
because you're looking for them.
No. We pulled into
it's weird.
This is an example. We pulled into the lot to come here, and the woman literally was like, go park over there. There's a bunch of cones, right? She walks over, pulls the cone. The parking spot is 4-4.
And we both went, like little girls.
Yeah, literally freaked out.
Wait, what's your number?
Nine.
Nines.
But how, like, tell me how you get it and what does it mean? Tell me some facts.
Tell me my number.
I'll explain the Ainsley thing.
The life path. Okay, yeah. The life path one is, again, not something I'm super well versed in. It's something that I've just kind of heard about. Yeah. But you take your birthday and you add up all the numbers and then, she's going to do it right now.
Okay,
go ahead.
Do it. And you keep doing it until you get to a single number. And that single number is your life path number.
Oh, fuck. I don't like that.
What do you
that.
Mean you keep adding it?
So, like, it'll event.
So, like, mine's December 9th. So, I go 9. Uh-huh. I mean, 1 plus 2 for 12.
Yeah.
Plus 9.
Uh-huh.
And then my birthday. Uh-huh. And then it's 1986. So, then 1. I'm just giving my personal info out there. Don't steal my identity.
Yeah.
I have 4 names, so no one will be able to. But, so then you go 1, 2, 9, 1, 9, 8, 6. Mm-hmm. And add all of those. Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And then what do you
it
get?
Gets to your
and
number.
Then if it ends with two numbers, you add those two numbers. You keep adding until you get to a one number.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so mine's. Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
No, I'm that's not
January 30th.
So 1 plus 3 plus 0 plus
8.
8. Wait, no.
Why? 82.
I needed to do 1 and a 9. We have to start over.
Why?
So 1 plus 3 plus 1 plus 9.
No. Mine's 32, so 3 plus 5.
Yep.
Plus 1 Wait. Plus 9.
I did my birthday.
Plus
it equals
8.
3 plus 2, sorry. So
plus
5.
Two.
Yeah, so your life path 5.
I feel like I need to start
but
over.
But I don't know what it's
you don't know what
I'm still learning
one.
It. Yeah, it's
plus
like.
Three.
Plus 3.
Plus 1.
I don't
plus
know what all of them mean.
Is it like a personality thing or is it more like your journey? Like,
plus 2.
Interesting.
You read up on it.
Okay, I'll read up on it.
So 4, 5, 6. You're a 6.
See, this is.
I'm a 5.
Oh my gosh, how
you
cool.
don't like the number 6?
I like 2.
2's a good number, but that could be like your lucky number.
It is my lucky number.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 6.
You're a 6.
6 is sexy.
Wait, actually, how do you guys know each other?
Oh.
How long have you known each other?
20 years next month.
Oh my gosh.
You even know the month.
Since like we were like 2 when we met. I'm just kidding. No.
You're babies.
We met in the mailroom at an agency, a talent agency.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We were the only 2 girls.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Yes.
Then we've been inseparable ever since.
I love that.
She's
so
like
much.
The sister I was meant to be born with.
Oh, do you not have sisters?
That's cute.
She does.
I put like she's sort of like rogue. She's kind of an island. She should have been an only child.
Hard to pin down. Yeah, it's funny. And I have a sister. And Annie and I were just talking about like Samantha. Like if either of us have anxiety, like just talk to Samantha. Because you are grounding.
Am I?
When you call, you go, you're fine. Listen, you're fine.
Yeah, I love
Two
that.
Days is going to be gone, okay?
That's nice
anyway,
to know.
Like
That's
you
sweet.
Just,
really
it's
sweet.
Very grounding and reassuring. And you go, it's the ease of having, talking to someone that has the same level of generalized anxiety.
Yeah, I do.
And
I
reassuring
do
you
that, yeah.
that going, you're totally fine. There's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like not
it
toxic
work.
Positivity.
It
like
doesn't
you
work with someone that
it.
Doesn't have anxiety. Yeah. Someone that doesn't have anxiety telling you you're fine. You're like, fuck off, you're naive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I've also gone down so many like rabbit holes and like on witch hunts, like health witch hunts, like
Same.
Thinking the most elaborate rare thing like, is happening we'll and that you're not going to know until it's,
how was
you
your
know,
MRI?
Your terminal. Yeah. But,
it was negative.
But I've done that enough times now to know, like, it's usually probably the most simple answer and it most often, like, goes away. Whether or not you figure out
exactly
what it is.
Do you know what my therapist once said to me, and it was the funniest thing, and I'm not going to say it correctly. When you hear hooves, hooves coming down a street.
Like yeah.
Okay.
He's like, it's not going to be zebra. You know how our heads think of, like,
shouldn't
the
it be
worst,
a tiger?
Most bizarre.
I would,
not a tiger?
He's like, I
would love to see
I
a zebra.
To, like, some sort of demon centaur.
No, no, no. When you hear, what is it called?
Because, you know, paper tigers, that's like our, that's
I like
anxiety,
that.
You know?
I like that a lot, too.
I was
that's
expecting
good. Hooves. That's so funny.
I
the devil?
Actually does make sense, though.
Oh,
I guess,
Dante?
Yeah. Like yeah. I do get it, though.
Oh,
it's like you...
a useful reminder that we should diagnose the common causes rather than search at exorbitant length and cost for low probability causes. When you hear hoofbeats, it'll likely be horses and not zebras.
But what's
well, that's kind of what I'm saying to you about
exactly.
the
the
you're,
likelihood that a zebra is
so
running down your street.
Here,
oh,
yeah.
It's not
like,
and we have too much information.
Slim.
Okay, well, my brain went to the wrong place.
What's wrong with zebras?
I'm like, why would
okay.
I?
Okay, I would almost think so... like it's a horse, not a unicorn. I mean, it's like usually
right.
something
that's
that exists
rare.
And
yeah.
not
yeah.
like it, like mythical.
You just made me feel better about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was not picking up what you were putting down at all.
And now it makes sense.
We have a lot. We have a lot of things going on.
So now we have our ages. Which I don't know what to do with that.
Well, you just gotta. Well,
that's not our age. That's the spirit
number.
She's about to explain the spiritual age.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a great book you should get and read. It's called Soul Ages by Ainsley MacLeod, and I always say his last name wrong, so I think it's MacLeod.
Soul Ages.
Writing that down. But and he also has a book called The Instruction, which is lovely.
Okay.
But he breaks down, and when you read it, you're gonna be like, oh, it makes so much sense. Essentially. From the moment we come to this planet as a soul, everything we go through has been predetermined, right? So we're, like, making the choice before, like, I'm going to go through, like, all this shit and learn these lessons, and it's going to be great, even though it doesn't feel great. But you start young, and those are usually the people, and by no sense in any of this is it, like, trying to be offensive, and he even says it. It's like, the ones that are, like, wanting to be in, like, cults or, like, churches to the point where, like, you only want to do what the pastor says. Or like, they're very young. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, it also helps you not judge people as much, this book. I really like it because instead of being mad at someone for just being dumb, it's not their fault they're dumb.
I always say that.
I have zero patience for people. I have patience, but I also don't. So it's, like, I really need to, like, remember, well, they're just young. When you hit 10... you're done. And then you, like, go off and do whatever. I mean, I feel like psychics and mediums and all of us can claim to know what happens. But, like, who the fuck really knows?
Yeah.
Like, I think we become spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
I won't know until I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we all think.
Mm-hmm.
Just from, like, experience and talking and doing readings. But within the soul ages is you can live multiple lifetimes that until you learn the lesson you're meant to learn in that age.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a 10, you generally don't have kids. You don't want to have kids. You don't really care about money. You're ready to die. You're ready to go. Like, you're done with Earth.
Like, at any age?
At 10? Oh, at your soul age.
You're
not
like
child.
10 years old.
Like, Jesus.
No. That's dark.
You're just different. Like, you probably want to go live on, like, a commune and, like, you know, it's all for the common good and the higher. Which,
got it.
But I think it's from six on, from soul age six on, is when you become spiritual, and it's like your spiritual evolution begins.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, like fives, fours, threes, they don't believe in anything we're talking about. They're like, meh.
How do you gauge?
I can usually just feel it, but when you read the book, he'll like go through examples on like
how you would be able to determine. So what do you think she is? That thing over there.
I think you're six. Me?
Well, we just did the math.
Oh,
is this different?
No, this is different.
Different.
Oh, okay.
I think you are six.
Get it.
God.
Get with it.
But you should read it. It's a really fast read. I think I read it in like a day.
What do you think I am?
You're a seven.
Ooh. What are you?
I'm a nine.
You are?
I'm almost done.
You're almost done.
Oh, I'm just beginning.
No, you're not. You're not a one.
Did
you're
you
like past
did you
halfway.
Want to have kids?
I always, it's interest. That's an interesting question.
since I was a little girl, I had anxiety about having kids because I knew I was going to have kids. And but did I want them? Meh.
Yeah.
It overwhelmed me. Mm-hmm. You know, childhood was kind of rough. And then when I left home, I would go to college and then like sleep till one every day. Mm. And I was like, kids are going to get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And how am I going to want to get up and take care of something? I'm just trying to take care of myself.
What do you think your husband is?
Oh, I think he's an 8.
And do you think that people are drawn to each other with similar numbers?
I think close by, at least, mm-hmm. unless you're meant to teach each other a significant lesson. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have had 27 lifetimes together. So it's like...
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You guys love each other.
I know, and I've hated him so much before, and I love him so much, and it's like...
Well, that's...
It's exhausting.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you just go through
the ups and downs.
How do you know 27, specifically?
I did this Akashic reading. It's like, so we have a thing in the... called the Akashic Records, and it's like the knowing of all things of all space and time. And he and I always knew we had been together in previous lifetimes, but we didn't know how many. And she told us, and when she told me, it resonated. Like, it didn't feel fake. Because mm-hmm. when I get readings that are fake, I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit.
How do you know? How can you differentiate?
It's just so...
Oh, readings. People reading you.
Me.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Very tough to read me. But
I thought you were talking about a spirit that was bullshitting you. And I was like, what?
They do that, too.
Are they, like, so if you're open to it, like, meaning, like, right now in this room, do you feel people in this room with us?
I felt your grandma immediately, but I try to turn it off.
Turn it off so it's not so distracting.
It's a lot. Yeah. And then it makes me sweat.
I don't blame
She's
you.
Like, hello, my baby. Hello, my daughter. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Right?
But how do you feel it? Like, what does it appear like?
Like a full-on show in the corner, and she's like trying to just talk about something. She's like, okay. I'm
yeah. Some of them are like that. I mean, she definitely was like, I'm here.
Yeah, that's
so we
her.
Probably have to talk to her. But
wait, okay. Let's do that.
Not
let's
now.
Talk to her.
No?
Okay.
No, not now. I'm just saying we'll have to do it. But she's
at some
here.
Point. Yeah.
The way
I get so excited.
Why
about
can't
it.
We talk to her?
I guess
we,
I mean
we if can we, if we yeah I'm open to it.
I just have to meditate, or I don't have to meditate.
If you're not in the zone though, it takes you a lot. If you're, we could just keep chit chatting. You can do it when it's like a one on one.
Or we could do it later in our conversation too.
Yeah.
So what is your take? I know a doctor who is now I think she's an ER doctor and she's opened a ketamine clinic in Larchmont.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
And I have a friend also who, not with her, also just recently did the ketamine therapy. So what is your take on it? Have you done it?
I'm starting it.
Okay.
I've done 2 sessions.
Okay.
What
is the protocol in terms of amount of sessions?
I signed up for 4.
Okay.
It was like 4 to 6.
Okay.
It's interesting because I feel like I've been called to ketamine before it was a thing. This is such a weird thing to say, but like, I've been telling clients that have things that need to be healed in their subconscious body because we hold on to belief systems in our body, right?
Yeah.
So if you can't get through them through meditation and working out and doing all the positive things that you can and mm-hmm. it's still like overriding the system, mm-hmm. I've always felt like ketamine was a thing. And then it kind of fell into my lap at the perfect time. I love to say it's because of surrender. Like surrender is so amazing. But – it fell into my lap. I have been on a very long healing journey. Like, it's very, you know, you keep thinking you're going to get there, and it's like, well, no shit, it never ends. And this woman, her name is Beth. I met her at an event I was doing, and we clicked immediately, and she told me she does ketamine. And the way she does it is through therapy, and it's in conjunction with therapy. I know that there's an option to just show up to a clinic, get your injection, and leave, but I think that's not
it
the
is
way
ketamine.
Go.
You mean you sit there until it wears off.
So she and I do a full on, we do a therapy session first.
Uh-huh.
We go into, she's also very spiritual. So we talk about our intentions. Are we good? Yeah.
I just realized what ketamine was.
It's like a
horse tranquilizer.
Yeah. Or what they put you to sleep with at the hospital.
Okay.
But they found out that it helps rewire neurons in your brain. It helps create new synapses.
Uh-huh.
Like happy ones.
Oh no. What if you lose all your shit?
So that can happen, but it's rare. Like, you mean like
would
totally disassociation?
Would you be upset?
Well, it's so funny you say that. So we do like I'm going to bring that back.
Okay.
So we did a therapy session. I was diagnosed with chronic PTSD.
insurance covered it. And I was like, what? That's amazing. And I come from a past of, like, I did a ton of drugs growing up. And I
love you.
My life is like insanity. It's just like, whoop, that happened. So I did go into it. I've died once. So I also like went into it a little fearful because I had so many people I grew up with die around me on drugs. I never got addicted to drugs. I think it was like the spirits that protected me from like never wanting to do more than just have fun. But I had this innate fear of like, if I do ketamine, I'm going to die or I'm going to lose my mind. Mm-hmm. And what she said was, first of all, it's a round trip ticket. And then she said, well, what is your biggest fear if you lose your mind? Because she said, what is your other fear? And I was like, well, what if I lose my mind? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, well, let's dive into that. And that actually gave me comfort because, A, I wouldn't know my mind was lost. Because yeah. But I was worried about my kids. I was all of my concerns are my children. If I die, I'm worried about my children. Mm-hmm. If I lose my mind, I'm worried about my children. For me, I don't care. And so that was that. But then you go into it with your intentions. What do you want to heal? What do you want to change? And then you enter the space. I go like full kilter. You can do two ways. I believe you can stay with it and talk while you're doing it. And I was like, no, let's go. Let's just go big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the first time 55, I believe it's milligrams, into my arm. And then it was wild. It was one of the most wild experience.
Do they not just dose you based on your weight or like your?
Yeah, she said this would like, be good
how
for
big
you.
Do you want to go? How
she's
hard?
Like the biggest K-hole yeah. you could put yeah, me in. Let's exactly. go.
No, she
K-hole.
Definitely was like,
that's where the K-hole comes from.
Yeah,
yeah,
K-hole.
Yeah.
Got it.
And it's insane.
Want to come?
Nope, I'm good.
It's insane. I have noticed such a significant difference.
So you've done how many now?
Two, and I've only done two.
And how far apart are the
I did
sessions?
Those a week apart. Okay. I think you're supposed to try to keep them close together, so it's like.
Are you doing another two?
Well, I'm about to leave town to go to New York. So my husband's shooting a movie for Stampede, by the way, which is really,
oh, really?
Like full. Like it's so wild that like all of this is happening. It was
Stop
so meant
that.
To be.
That's random. What's
so
the movie?
I'm going Motor City.
Oh.
So I'm leaving for New York, so I can't do anymore because I want him to be my driver. You need someone to drive you home because you're just like.
Yeah.
You're on yeah. a K-hole.
Yeah, you're like, you're just like, you're not having it. And I'm not going to get in an Uber.
No.
Like, hey, hold no, thank you.
So I'm waiting. No. Essentially, like, if I was staying, I would have done all four back to back.
How long does it last? Like, when do you feel normal again?
Probably like an hour after.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you're not, like, screwed. But you're so, like, zen and, like, lovey-dovey. And, like, I'm not a lovey-dovey person. And afterwards, I am. I'm like, just fucking hug me. Mm-hmm. Give me yeah. your body.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am all
that
the
seems
time.
Very lovey dovey the way you said that. Just fucking hug me.
Just wanna yes.
squeeze you.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So what's it supposed to do? Just untangle your shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best way to put it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were you saying? You're afraid of losing like your entire like facilities? Like what are you saying?
No, I was saying
disassociating.
Like, yeah, just like hearing things and having that connection.
Oh, what your
yeah,
gift
yeah.
in particular.
I don't have a
oh,
gift that
you
I could
were
lose.
Wondering if I would lose
yes.
my gift.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you guys aren't like totally like clicking. Like there's some miscommunication happening.
She's
here.
She's a 9 and I'm like a 1.
I was like, what? Please clarify.
No, but I was like, what if you lose all your abilities?
That's what I didn't
gifts.
Understand that you were
from
asking.
From untangling.
I think if anything,
not your
it
mind.
It would make them more into you're like yeah,
yeah I think it would clear that. Be clearing and even make them maybe more
Correct.
Intense
no
more
but
intense.
I'm saying if you
it
did
happened then it happened
I was just gonna yeah. say I feel like then that's your path
that's my path
yeah.
I'm very much a very yeah. like whatever happens happens kind of person
yeah
because
yeah.
nothing's a coincidence and everything's already planned besides yeah. free will kind of getting in the way
yeah, yeah.
that's so sad
I
do people ever
like
come
that.
To you after like someone they loved like tragically passed
Bobby,
and
yeah.
and you don't have any connection to them.
No, I've never had that.
Oh, okay.
Happen.
Well, that's good.
That's really good.
Because that would
I've
be
had
heartbreaking.
Any connection to, what are you asking? You no connection to the
like, you
the
know, someone being like, hey, oh. you know, like.
Yeah.
You
so
know.
What are you asking? If
like,
she,
has anyone ever come to you and be like, my best friend died?
And talk to them. It'll
yeah,
be
and then
sometimes.
She'll go, and then she's like, no one's in the room with
Actually,
us.
Oh.
And you're like, yeah, she says, hey.
Like, I should know what I mean. I should correct that.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
People will be not talkative, though.
I'll pick them up, and either their energy, either they hadn't healed enough after they crossed, so they didn't have enough energy to have like a full-on talky-talky session. Some people are just not talkative, but I'll pick up like what they're wearing, what they look like, you know.
Are they? But you're like, she's in a really bad mood right now. Can we come back like in a week?
Or I'll be like, their energy's not right.
Would you do the ketamine? Have you?
Not that way. Just it's recreationally.
Yeah. Oh, but I knew like, you would, you little slippery.
But that's like, fuck. Like Special K? Like, isn't that like so old school though? Do people still do it?
She smokes her ketamine. No, I'm just kidding.
Do people
do
still
you? Is that what people do? No. How do you do it recreationally, by the way?
Do people still do it?
Yeah,
recreationally.
It's like cool now. Thing, like when you
it's back. It's back. I mean, it was cool in the 90s.
Because we called it PCP.
Oh, we called it Special K.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, or maybe PCP is different.
PCP is crack.
I used to No, it's not.
I've never done crack.
The amount of misinformation coming out right now. No, but have you done it recently?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. And is it short acting?
It's very short.
Yeah.
It's very different, though.
Yeah, it's such a short spurt. I will say it is euphoric.
Yeah.
It's a super euphoric feeling.
And you can't die?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think anybody's.
So it's not like fentanyl?
No.
That's awful. That's like
danger zone. Yeah, that's terrible.
My insurance is covering this.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's a hard sell.
That like disarms people.
Yeah, yeah.
I told my parents, I was like, insurance covering, it's fine. Don't freak out. I don't need your negative
negative shit on me.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No.
It's such an interesting thing. Yeah.
You should try it.
But it's different when it goes through
Would you ever try it? I'm good with all the tangles.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't try it, but I'm not there yet.
No, neither.
You have to be called to it, just like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just party with
my
Danny.
Girlfriend's husband.
Straight up, you can just come party with me. There was an experience that definitely
changed your life. I feel like
it did. It really did. It was an experience I had that I'd never felt like it before when I've done it. It's always euphoric. This time it was like a switch went off. It was like talking about it is it's wild. I got so far away from myself. And it was terrifying. It was such a weird realization, and knowing that I was myself, but I didn't feel like myself. Mm-hmm. And nothing I was doing was allowing me to make myself feel normal. Mm-hmm. And in a situation where you're like really drunk and you're like, ugh, if I just go to sleep, I'm going to wake up and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
This was not one of those. This was one of those moments where I was so in such a different realm, let's call it, that I was actually scared with anything, and I wasn't gonna come back to normal. And I kept thinking about, I'm gonna live my life in like a padded room, I'm not gonna be normal. I kept thinking about my dog, like Penelope.
Soothing to hear, Cuddy?
No, don't worry about it. You know what my therapist told me? He's questioning, if you're questioning you're crazy, the hooves are coming. No, if you're questioning, if you are questioning if you're crazy, you're not crazy.
That's good, then.
Crazy people don't question if you're crazy. You know what I mean?
You coming out with all these, like, factoids.
Guys, like, therapy. I love it. Yeah, it was wild.
Was this recently?
Ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You should have called me.
I should.
She'll make you feel
alive. So what happened? So finish the.
I did anything and everything I could. My boyfriend was trying to calm me down. He didn't feel like a safe space. I was like, turn on a show like Modern Family or New Girl, something that I know that will bring me back. And it actually made it worse. It like.
Because you're like,
off. This
isn't the real show. Yeah, this is a version of the show.
Yeah, it pissed me off. I was like, turn it off. I can't. And then I went and like took a bath, and water normally usually helps me feel. It kind of calmed me down, but it was very wild. I just finally took myself and like laid down in bed, and I'm not a religious person, I'll say that. I'm more spiritually inclined, but something was telling me to pray. Something was like, just pray right now and just you'll be fine. So I just kept being like, okay, hey God, it's me. I know I don't normally talk to you, but I'm feeling not myself right now. Can we like reel this in? I'm over this episode. I'm over this plot. Let's get over it. And I was just praying and talking to whatever higher power, spirit guides, my higher self. And I finally fell asleep and I woke up and I definitely felt better. I felt like I was back to myself. But I was also slightly hungover. I'm going to also say in preface, I was, like, out. Like, we were out.
Yeah.
Having a good time. I had a few drinks.
Yeah.
But since then, I have really...
And you're in Vegas, which is, like, a negative energy.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go into a bathtub next time for a safe space.
No, it was very...
I think a lot of people tried doing that.
Mom is scared. Mom was like, we don't want you drowning.
No, it was yeah. like... I didn't fill it up. I promise. It was, like,
cool.
Just
most
enough.
People don't. And you know what? Yeah. It's always tragic. Everyone ends up in a bathtub because they go, water's going to calm me.
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then...
Oh, God. Wait, so yeah. do you feel that it was, like,
it
transcendent
shifted.
In some way?
Yeah.
Or do you think... Are you just happy
sure.
that you survived it? Like, are you terrified
Both.
Of doing it again?
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
The therapy intrigues me a lot, but...
Yeah, because you're in a safe space.
Yeah,
it's guided.
Yeah,
it's
not, you have a doctor and a nurse with
having
you.
Having gin and tonics before, like,
yeah.
you did
oh, yeah,
it all wrong.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Thanks. Thanks,
it
doctor.
Was a super low vibrational situation. So next time it needs to be more in a high vibrational situation. But I definitely feel that it changed me in, like, different ways. I mean, I'm more grateful for things that I think I was, not that it was like a near-death experience. I feel like that sounds so yeah. dramatic, but there was a part of me that when I got back, I'm more grateful and I show gratitude towards things that I wouldn't normally do on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's like, I'm happy to be back in my life. I'm so grateful for my life. I love my life. I love it. Not well, that I wasn't before, but it's just like...
Negative experiences can do that to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's... Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I've had my fair share
Health
of trauma.
Health scares, negative.
Yeah.
Anything like Things, that grounds you again. You're like,
yeah.
oh.
Yes.
Here grounding. We are. Phew.
That's a good way to put it.
Normalcy.
Yeah,
so great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was...
It reminds me of a time when I was in high school and I did acid. And I
yes.
came home,
okay.
and I'd only done it a few times, only in high school, which is hilarious, because, I mean, obviously I haven't done it since. And
yeah.
I came home, and I told my mom, because I felt the exact same way. I felt like I was not myself.
Yeah.
I, like, nothing was right. And I came home, I told my mom, like, I'm on LSD. And she was like, okay, go to your room. Like, no one could get mad at me at that point. I'm like, I'm on LSD. Like, you know, what
yeah.
are you going to do? So I go to my room. I loved Marilyn Monroe. I had all these Marilyn Monroe pictures, and I was like, it's not actually Marilyn. Like, this room isn't mine. Like, it was like Labyrinth,
no,
you know,
so
when Jennifer Connelly's like, it was like a facade.
Yes.
They were trying to make her.
Disassociating.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I'm like, none of this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, then the next day I woke up, I was so happy to be
so you felt it before,
back,
so.
And I obviously never did it again.
Yeah.
And then I went to my mom and was like, I'm obviously in trouble, so
yeah.
what's my punishment? She was like, I think you suffered enough last
yep.
night. I was like,
oh,
I did.
Good.
I did, and I never did it again. But it sounds very similar to that.
Yeah,
it
really
I was like,
does.
Everything, I was like, this is mine, but it's not. It
yeah.
is, something's off about it.
Oh my
like,
God.
Everything in my room.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was
People are tweaking
yeah.
me out.
I couldn't imagine being on acid
trip.
In your room by yourself. Like, yeah.
Or
Ooh,
anywhere
yeah.
for that matter.
At age, like,
True.
16.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
when you're in that state, you're not thinking about it in that way.
Yeah.
Which is like...
You don't have the perspective.
No,
yeah.
thank God.
Yeah, thank
you're
God.
Like, I'm 16 and I'm like...
Yeah.
You're just like questioning everything about your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start to realize that, because when you do things, you're just it's usually in a setting where you're partying, you're having a good time. So you're just like in a zone of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you become aware of
Yeah.
questioning
yeah.
the reality,
yeah.
that's when it shifts.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you come back and you're like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah,
this is so beautiful.
Like,
this chair feels amazing.
Yeah. No, it's true.
It's so
I can't
wild.
Wait for you to have kids.
I can't, honestly, I know. I just need to go to Europe, get that
I
off my
list.
I
just want to see my kids now.
Yeah, go to Europe and do what?
I need to go to Europe. I feel I have this
Shit.
Thing in me where
yeah.
I'm like,
I
can't
I
have a kid
baby.
Until I go to Europe.
You haven't been to Europe?
Never.
Oh, God.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like the saddest person in the world. I haven't really traveled a lot.
No.
You're not the saddest.
I do
have
that by choice. Don't worry.
My parents, like, I have my husband's grew up traveling, going all over the world.
Yeah.
My parents never took me anywhere
me
but Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the first time I went to Europe was I had a girlfriend in college studying there.
Amazing.
And like now my husband loves traveling, and I think we make a big point of it. I'm not the best traveler,
mm-hmm.
But. I think it just depends on your family
yeah,
and also
does.
Who you're surrounded by.
It
What's
does.
Funny is
yeah.
traveling will do that to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, you look forward to the trip, then you get there and you're like, I just want to go home. And
yeah.
then you get home and you're so
yeah.
grateful for
yeah.
just like a
and
normal
then you have
night
a renewed,
at home. Oh my appreciation. God, this couch. Yeah. There's no place like home.
Okay, so basically traveling for you is like going into a deep
hole. Yeah, I don't need ketamine. I just go on a trip.
Just travel.
Yeah. What about you? Did you grow up traveling?
My mom started taking us when we were in high school, but like I was not in gratitude then. So I wish
Yeah.
I think we went to Europe for the first time, and it was really important to my mom that we, like, were worldly and understood, but I love traveling.
I could see that.
Yeah, I just want to go everywhere and be around things that I don't know and, like, try new – that's just, like – it's, like
– I admire that.
I need it to, like – my husband's great because I need, like, solo trips not being a mom sometimes, and he's just, like, yes, go do your thing. Because I need it to, like – I think it's the Sagittarius and, like, the me and the – I don't know. I love it.
For sure.
I'm jealous of my friends that like that can do that and take more time for themselves. I love the idea of it, but I'm in practice. I wig out. Yeah.
It's really hard, but then I always come back and my kids are like, "Mom, I missed you so much." I'm like, "See, we needed our hearts like this."
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm more patient when I get me time and
it refuels you.
It does.
Wait, when you land, 100%. When you land, are they like, cheerio, can you hear me? Do the people have accents?
The people, you mean the spirits. Yeah. Can you be clear, please? Yes, for the people that like
spirits
are
have spirit.
Listening
I mean, spirit,
to this.
Cheerio.
Have spirits have
hello. We've been waiting for you.
When I first started doing readings, I would pick up their accents and then I would do them terribly. Or sometimes they would just, if I allowed the spirit to come through me, it's great. But then I'm like, oh God, was that offensive? Like, am I offensive because I'm pretending to be someone I'm not?
Let's go to the pub.
Go to the pub.
A lot of energy in here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's so actually funny. A thing. That's hilarious.
I want a gift.
You are a gift.
I know I am a
You're
gift.
You're a gift by being you, boo.
I know.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I know. I need to tell myself that.
I am a gift.
Everyone is. I feel like everyone has an ability. It's just if you open up to it or not. Right?
Yeah, we all have it. We all have antennas. It's just like you know.
Yeah.
Either you're me and you have to do it and your guys are like too bad or I already agreed to it or like you can like exercise the intuition. Everybody has, you know, it's like that when someone's like, it was my gut. I have this gut feeling. That's your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has it. You just got to like
hone
say
in.
Thank you more. And
yeah.
Like,
mine are more surfacey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I should buy that.
Yeah. What is, give us an example.
I don't know. Not too deep.
Mm. See, I love being around that too because too deep all like I'm like I'll always
it's refreshing.
Do I always bring it back? Like I feel like I always bring it back to something.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. No.
No.
No, you're yeah, no, no.
I had
no,
a group
no.
of friends that would be like, "Oh God, here she goes."
Oh, I could talk to you for hours.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I think you're light considering all the shit you're holding on to.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but
it's a real thing.
It is.
It's
I feel you.
It's a lot.
I
can we
it.
Read Gaudi in some way? Can we do something to
her? Do you
her?
Have any questions you want answered? Like,
yes.
Like, you your
let's
grandma
go.
Being like, I'm here. She knows I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, because she wanted her own podcast.
I love it. What was your grandma? Oh, wait. Actually, aww. I'm not going to say it for the sake of the reading, but.
No, it doesn't matter.
The name?
She doesn't know her name.
Well, she could.
No, that's too deep.
No, it wouldn't be. I mean, I've actually never done a reading on a podcast. I think it's making me nervous.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
like, I would get it anyways.
You would?
Yeah. I would be like, oh, it starts with an M, and then be like, oh, it's meh. Does it start with an M?
Yep.
Okay, so I am picking it up, but it's just like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I will get.
Her
I get like.
Does, yeah.
I basically try to ask them.
Mima?
I was going to say Mima. I was going to say that too.
No.
That's
no.
So funny.
Her nickname.
I don't know.
Her real
you must
name.
Have heard her.
Yeah, I think
her
I did.
M.
I literally heard
no,
it.
No, her
Mima.
Real name's Gloria.
So
like, huh. But
Gloria?
Her real name's Gloria, yeah. But everyone called her Mickey.
Oh, would have, yeah, did
Mickey.
Not get that. I
and she
Mima,
had spiky
though.
Blonde hair
no.
And hot pink lips and black eyeliner.
She is like a force.
She's hot. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love
she's
it.
A force. And
wait,
yeah.
Did she end up in the hospital for something? I'm having trouble
yeah.
swallowing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have something down her throat in the hospital? Or was it for that? It's all in my chest and I'm having trouble swallowing.
She, oh. It was more, you know, I think it was a hole in her intestines.
Okay. Oof. Which would make sense why I'm like.
Yeah. A hole in her
I'm
intestines.
Like
and
air
I think she was
out.
Just too weak to
okay.
do surgery on. So she ended up passing away in the hospital.
Okay.
But what's really sad is her husband, who I mean, I would die to meet him.
Oh, my gosh. She must have. I'm just getting, like, all these air bubbles coming. So that's how, like, I also feel how they died as it happens in my body. But, excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
It's like I start getting their things.
Whoa.
So that was lovely. I just burped on.
Well, she shit herself, too, so watch out.
I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
I've been there, done that.
Cody, you're the sailor. My dad calls you the sailor. You're such a crass little lady.
I'm like, guys, I'm like, coming out.
I wanted to surprise you with that one.
Good thing you're sitting in the black chair.
No, I definitely have bathroom issues, so I wouldn't put it past
No. She, but no, her husband died at 42, I believe. Really young.
Oh,
really
so
young.
Sad.
Really young. She never remarried. And when before she died, she's like, I can't wait to see him. And I was like, that's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And so my dad still can't talk about his dad because my dad was 14.
Oh, by the way, she was on your right-hand side. So your right-hand side, your masculine side, and your left-hand side, your feminine.
Really?
So I should have told you that, too.
Wait, Mickey was your dad's mom?
My dad's mom, yeah.
So she was on your dad's side, is what I'm saying. Hmm. She showed up on your right hand side.
Oh,
side.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So do you only pick up on people who have passed away, or
no? I can read. I can read people from a photo or a name.
Okay.
So someone could be like even with her when she was talking about her man that's now, she was like, I don't think he's the one, and I'd be like, well, this is. I'd be like, well, you're gonna change your mind. She was like, no, I'm not.
You guys are so young.
So, I know they're so young.
I would never.
Are you serious?
I would have a brain bleed.
You have so much life
that.
To live. You have no fucking clue. It's like not it's like just live your life.
She knows.
I'm living.
She knows. That means you're gonna live long, and we don't know what our trajectory is.
You're doing great.
You're doing great, sweetie.
You're doing great. I love both of your nails.
Oh, thanks.
They both look great.
Oh, mine are like really, really good.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe this was meant to be.
Everything's
meant to be.
When we talked about it, when I saw you last, you were so quick to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to have you guys on. I was like, are you seriously? Like, that's so sick. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Here
we are.
Boom.
And I am not good with follow through. You should know that. So
I'm really good at it.
She's not.
I'm not.
I'd be like, so.
She'll be editing the podcast once it's already up. I'm like, well, next time you should listen to it before it goes up.
I was like,
she's like, oh, is that what we're supposed
My bad.
To? I try to be on it.
You are.
But I know, yeah.
Thank you so much for having us on here, guys.
Thank you for coming. I want to have a reading.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do it.
You do too. You want a full one.
I'm dying for one.
Yeah. I feel like she's talked to you a lot, though.
Who?
Mickey? No? You don't pick up on it?
No, sadly.
Oh, she's always around. Start looking.
Well, people joke. They're like, she would have loved.
Pink?
What?
Pink. I think pink roses or, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, she would have loved. She was very into fashion. She would have loved what I did.
Aww.
Like living in LA and parties.
Where did she live?
She was in New York.
But you knew her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was in New York. She was a banker in New York. Mm-hmm. She was, like, talent relations at a big bank.
Oh, wow.
And
very cool.
Yeah, she had to start working when my grandfather died.
Wow.
She drank 16 cups of coffee a day.
No.
Black.
Holy shit.
Black coffee.
No.
Wouldn't eat. Could that be where her stomach was
Probably.
Not happy?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
16?
Yeah, jeez.
She drank a lot of coffee. She was real thin, very fashionable, always in, like, Chanel suits. Ugh. We buried her in her favorite Chanel suit.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Very fashionable.
Wow.
Yeah. She was a cool chick. Hell no. Neither
Burn
do I.
Burn me and throw me in the ocean, please.
I don't know what I want.
Not the ocean. Take me with you.
Yeah, I don't want to be buried and I don't want to be burned. I don't know what
I'm struggling with that with my dog right now. I'm like, do I put him? Do I need to? What do I do?
Wait, what? Tell me.
Is he dead?
My boy, his name was Sunny. I put him down over COVID.
Oh.
This is him. I'm just going to look how big and cute he is.
You still have him as your screensaver?
I do. I know, and I have kids. Oh, people are like, wow. I'm like, I see the kids every day.
He was special. Aww.
You met him.
So you have his ashes.
I have his ashes, and I'm like.
Keep them.
I might keep some and then, like, give him to the world.
Yeah.
He loved being outside.
I bet he'd love.
I should get like a really fancy pottery. And
I just had to put my dog down, and it was my first. I mean, we got her before we had kids, so it was like basically like my first kid. And you know, I had animals growing up, but I never actually saw them through, you know, it was either my mom had them or somebody else took them. So I never really had to do this whole thing. And I didn't realize how many people actually have to make the call of when to put them down. You know, in your mind, you think natural causes and just one day they just, you know, you will hope. Naturally go. But that's just not the case so often with animals. And so you're dealing with the pain of losing them and also the guilt of making that decision, right? Mm-hmm. So this was a few months ago. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I feel like time, you know, obviously I'm making it a little bit more
manageable. Palpable.
Manageable.
You know, I cry all the time.
But
you're so sweet.
Yeah, especially at night. At night, when you're used to them being there.
So sad.
So I got the ashes, but it was literally like 3 days later the ashes showed up, and I'm like, it's I still so haven't opened the box.
Oh. I didn't either.
I put those UPS box. What?
They gave me his like footprint too.
Oh yeah, I have that.
I thought you meant a foot.
And it's all in there, and
that.
I can't open
it. I heard
it.
That thought. And I was
I'm
like,
not
I'm
ready. Print. I'm not ready.
It's so intense. It was so. We also like put him down like with the kids on the deck, like outside, and like held him. It was so traumatic.
I wouldn't. My kids wanted to be there. I told them no. They were at school. I'm like,
You
gotta go with. We had COVID, so we were all
so
there,
you're like you're home.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to show you one thing and see
you know
if you
what
think
I told Samantha the worst
idea.
Part of doing that was the doorbell.
Oh God,
it's like Dr. Death.
Well, yeah, because they're still like wagging
like,
their
ding
tail.
Dong, and
oh
like,
God, I could cry thinking about it.
I can't even
it's
think
awful.
About that.
And I'm like, she could have lived another few weeks, you know. But
it's better to not let them suffer. We put him down.
Okay, would you or would you not do this? Do this like for an urn.
Wait, what?
You can scroll through.
I thought it was a Lego.
Okay, this is an artist who does pottery, and he makes these for your ashes for your dog, okay?
Okay, I love it.
To look like your dog.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I think it's amazing, and I actually reached out to him to make one, and so he's going to start, and then my sister wigged me out and was like, oh, man, that's a horrible idea. It's too on the nose.
No,
it's going to depress you. No. It's scary. Like she told me it's scary.
That's like having a picture. It's like, what's the difference between that and
I
having
mean,
a picture
honest,
of him
the
somewhere?
The first one's like a lot.
That's what I think she thought. But I just think it's a cool idea.
I think if you're drawn to it, go with it.
Yeah.
If you like it,
the hairy ones,
go
but
for it.
But she really pushed me away from it. But again, I still haven't figured out where I want to put the ashes or what I'm going
to
do.
But if you're drawn to it, you should do it. This is something I'm just now realizing. Like, you can ask people what they think, but at the end of the day, like, what you want is what you want. No one else knows what you want. So if you want to do that, you should do it.
I kind of want to do it, but is it crazy? Do you think it'll make me sad?
I don't think so, but why doesn't he follow through with
no,
the body?
No, I think in the beginning it'll make you sad, but not after. I feel like it's like a vibe for you.
That's what I'm saying.
He's an abstract, like, pottery.
Not
if you look
to be
at
a dick,
page,
but I think this one was ready to go. When, I mean, poor little
Which
guy.
One?
What a jerk. That's the one that I think she said was gnarly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you see his little nipples on that one.
Okay.
I know. I was thinking about going to like some pottery person and getting like a pretty thing that didn't look like an urn.
Yeah.
But like, because I don't want to urn.
No.
Like, that's weird.
No one has urns.
No, I know.
There's not a lot of ashes.
Very cute.
I'm dealing with
that. He's a whole fucking box this big.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, my parents.
Sunny was huge though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents have our dog, Ryder. He passed away in December. He's chilling on the mantle at home.
So hard. It almost makes me not want to get another dog ever. I mean,
I
have some. You have, I mean.
I got another one. I'm so glad, though. I love him so much.
Yeah, he's so cute.
I love animals.
So do I.
I would, like, have all the animals. I would have all the animals.
I want to live on a farm. That is, like, the goal. Just have a farm.
Wrong city, babe.
See, I want a farm in Studio City that's, like, really close to here, but you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Tarzana.
Let us know when you get a download.
Calabasas.
I'm in.
We'll come milk the cows.
Yes.
We'll come milk the cows.
We're like the seal squad.
You know that house at Fryman that has the cow?
No.
You know when you're leaving, you hike up Fryman and then you go all the way down to the pavement and there's, like, a cow?
Yes.
They have, like, 10 acres right there.
No. What?
Oh, yeah. I look up real estate all the time.
You know across from Fryman there's that huge property that...
It used to be, what's his face?
Who?
Clooney's?
No.
You're talking about the one they're rebuilding? They knocked down the house?
No, it's across, like, the street.
Across
and it's literally, I think it's, like, 50 acres. I mean, it's, like, it's crazy. I mean, I don't even know, 40 or something. It's,
what?
It's, like, crazy amount
that
of space.
Exists
they've
here?
They've done a few of school fundraisers because I think the
what's
people who own it, they have done some fundraisers there. We've done, like, carnivals there. It's huge. It's a massive property. And there's, like, a few little houses on it, but there's just, like,
That's
insane. It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
I want that.
So okay. All right. Well, let's work on that.
We're going to manifest that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm down. I want to ride a horse. That's what I want.
No, thank you.
I used to exercise racehorses.
Oh, my gosh.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm. So many lives.
I'm going to Medieval Times tomorrow, so.
Have the best time.
I'll see the tortured horses.
How old are your kids? They're young.
6 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cute.
One of them never ages. She's 3 forever.
That's
forever.
The young ones, I feel like that about my niece. I'm like, she Benjamin feels like she's Button. Been here forever, yeah. But she just turned 5.
Yeah.
It's forever, right?
Yeah. I feel like Lola's been 3 for 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's like, goes so fast. I'm like, not with this one. It's like watching fucking paint dry with this one. She's had a pacifier for 15 fucking years.
You know what you do? You cut a hole in the tip.
Oh, I did that to Ted. He was like, what have you done? And he went into his room, got bubble gum, chewed it, stuck it inside the pacifier. And he tried it again. He's like, do you have tape? And I'm like, we're not taping your fucking body.
Oh,
yeah, what have you done?
What have you done?
That is so funny.
Devil woman.
What have you done?
Oh, I can't wait to have kids. Sounds exciting.
It is. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
We'll have to follow up with all of our endeavors.
I feel like we have to touch you forever.